Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die.
No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti, the self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, oh, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
You ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real. Because they have returned.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's the Conti and Kenny program.
I'm getting scared.
Why?
What? Lightning, ding, ding outside.
Oh, wow. Holy Christ. It is Monday night, the 14th of July, and it is so dark outside. How dark is it?
It's
wow.
Darker than an Anthony Acuna tweet. What?
Whoopsie. And whoop-de-doo. That's my buddy, all right? So take it easy on my pal. But there is some major stuff going on right now in North Jersey. Wow. And everybody at the same time gets their, their thing on their iPhone. Do you get it too?
Yeah.
The emergency thing?
Uh-huh.
How annoying is that? Leave me alone. If I'm flooded, I know about it.
It scares me.
I live in a flood zone. It floods. It doesn't flood in front of where we live, but our section, the white trash section, we get a little bit of a floodsy-udsy. So
that's on purpose.
Yeah, that's God bawling his eyes out in laughter as he saw the white
trash. If lightning strikes the studio, it will go right through our teeth.
What do you mean, your teeth? Oh, through the microphones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that possible?
It'll probably be the best radio we did in a long time. The phone number, if you want to call up, it's 240-HI-C-N-K. That's 240-442-2635. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, Arrogance and Alcoholism. If you want to Skype in, it's NPN Studios. Go in the chat, morelikeradio.com/live. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and like our blah, 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 to Facebook, blah, 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 blah. All right. I just came back from Bob's and just did my other radio gig.
Yeah.
So Mondays, I'm just like, all I'm doing is just doing radio. It's weird.
All day long.
Yeah. But we have it down pat where I can get here on time and still do radio with my pal who I started doing this with. And hopefully, I still hope that me and you can get a gig.
Oh, know? I'm in for the long haul. Don't worry about me.
No, I mean, I want to. That'd be great if we can get a gig doing this, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And I'll dump Levy like a sack of potatoes. Or potatoes. Or potatoes. What else? No, that's it.
Oh, okay. Old Cringe Humor in the chat room is now known as Cringe Pete.
Oh, I know who. Oh, that's Pete.
Yeah.
You know Pete, right?
Of course.
I don't want to say his last name, but he was one of the original guys from Cringe.
Yeah, nice to see you, pal.
Friggin' Pete, man. I talked to him a little bit on Facebook. He's a good boy. I like Pete. What is... Oh, that's the girl with the hot... If you go into the chat room, you will be thoroughly entertained, not only by our show, but by the pictures and little Vine videos that they put. They have a picture of a girl, a young teenage-looking girl, just getting hit in the face with, like, 12 hot dogs, but not violently, but really funny. It's very humorous. And me and my girlfriend are in a pinch right now. We last night around 10 o'clock, we noticed she I was outside doing something, and I came inside, and she's like, oh, I had just gotten home from somewhere, and she's like, is it hot in here? I'm like, well, it's a little warm out. It wasn't hot last night, but it was very sticky. I go, well, you know what? Maybe you should turn the air up a little bit. And she's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting hot flashes. I'm like, let's just slow down a second, Chief, before you start going into the crazy mode. I don't think you're having hot flashes. So we went to go check, and our central air is not working.
It's the worst.
So last night wasn't too bad. We're lucky we have a ceiling fan in our bedroom.
Yeah, to hang yourself from. Like David Carradine. Whatever, if they're in the closet.
So for now, you know, it's okay, but
you got to fix that. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Thing.
We got to get this done, quick. I put a thing on Facebook last night, like, you know, anybody know anybody, just asking, you know?
Yeah. I called you, but you didn't, it was already late. I figured you had it.
I basically have it down. It's two people. It's a friend of mine that I actually went to high school with, and my brother sent me a name of a guy. So it's basically whoever I can get there first.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care either way. I mean, I don't know my brother's friend, but I'd rather give it to this dude that I went to school with. I've known him a long time. If I can find somebody,
most of those things are little switches.
I hope
little,
so.
Little fuse or switch or something
I
like
hope
that. You'd be
so.
Up and running in no time.
All right. I love your prehistoric all optimistic view of things. You'll be up and running in no time. Up and running in
That's
no time.
That's what we said when we invented air conditioning.
Exactly. Yeah, you were there in the movie theater the first time, right?
Yeah.
When the first Bugs Bunny cartoon came out and there was air conditioning.
That's right. Right? That was the first air conditioning was the...
Oh, I don't know. I know it was in movie theaters.
Yeah, it was in movie theaters.
Because it was too expensive for people.
Everybody went to the movies.
So everybody used to go to the movies. Cool, and then they started playing the... a lot of the Warner Brothers stuff in between because there was a lot of adults and they just needed some. They would go there a little early, so you give them some entertainment.
You get a little double feature for nickel.
Double feature. Oh wow, let's see. In the chat,
they didn't even have popcorn back then. They just had hot peanuts, a bag of hot peanuts,
hot peanuts in a cold towel. And
there you go.
Here's your cold towel, $1.50.
No jujubes. No. It was just biscuits. Like, and I mean biscuits in the English sense, where it's just basically a saltine. Not like I'm not talking like a biscuit and gravy.
Yeah, kind of thing. Delish.
No, they call biscuits. It was a fucking dry ass cookie.
Yeah, one of those sea biscuits, but it's a sea biscuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just it's a terrible cracker. It's a round cracker.
It's a stupid cracker.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Dry.
Like most crackers are stupid.
That's all they had back then was hot nuts and biscuits.
Hot nuts. All right, I'm just making sure we're recording here.
James from Long Island, or the $1,000 compressor took a shit. Very well said.
Don't.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, bad luck, James. So what do you? So basic. That thing on the side of your house is $1,000.
Do you hear anything running? Does he hear? Woo, does it?
What happened was she went back inside and clicked the switch, and you heard a click. Nothing. Turned it off. Came back out. She was toying with it. She went back in. You heard. I heard switching, like for a second, like, and that was it.
Hmm. Yeah. Is this a Meineke commercial?
I don't know. I feel like George Foreman.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
So
it should be all right.
We're hoping that it's not a lot of money, and it's, you know, we're a little, money's a little tight lately because, you know, it's been slow with comedy.
It's the summertime, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know.
Well, maybe if that polar, they're not even calling it a polar vortex, they're calling it a polar, not a vortex, polar,
bear-tex?
Something or other, no,
polar
no.
Polar bear-tex?
No, you know, remember the polar vortex in a winter?
Of course, yeah.
Well, there's a summer one that's supposedly coming.
Stop it already.
And I think it's going to be around in the early, low 80s over here. And that's not, everybody's making a big deal
about
it.
What's with the low 80s? What's the problem with that?
No problem. It's 75 in Chicago. People die in Chicago every year. They probably have the most deaths from the heat. Well, not Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. I think they do. They have the most deaths from heat.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. It's not polar vortex. It's some stupid name that they came up with. Polar size cyclops?
That's Roy a polar Black. Bear with his dick out.
Roy Black. But I'm not sure. But they're saying it's going to be cool, so yeah. It should be all right.
That's fine. But it's just, I don't care about being hot outside. It does not bother me. But being hot inside, I no likey, as the little Asian girl would say. That's what I don't like. I like being cool inside and warm outside.
I agree. I'm right there with you. Yeah.
You know?
When I sleep, I in the summertime still, blankets. I need blankets.
Oh, you have your air blasting and you're underneath your blankets.
Underneath the blankets. Yeah. I need that. And then outside, it's hot.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't care.
Fucking talk about the weather the whole time. Oh, man, it's fucking hot.
No, yeah, but you know? I mean, I don't care about sweating, and I'm down over 10 pounds 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can see it in your face.
A little bit, yeah. I know. I actually noticed it in the camera today, because usually my fat face comes on in the camera, and it's only mediocrely fat when I saw it. So it's 3 weeks. It's not gangbusters, but it's okay, because I haven't even really done like a real regiment exercise thing yet. This is all dieting.
Yeah.
But so it's going to kick in by September. And I tell you, people, when I would say by the fall, I will let you guys know what I actually started at my weight. Kenny knows. And it's so horrific that I can't even say it. And go ahead, throw the numbers out in the chat room. Put 450, 500, 390. Do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. That does not bother me. Have fun with it. Come up with some good numbers, but tell you, and I've only told like three people, and Johnny O was one. I saw him we hung out with Johnny O and Roz. And
oh, did
he,
you really?
He wasn't even, because I, you know, I told him, I said, you know what, I put on a bunch of weight, and Johnny O was always like, yeah, but you're always been a big, you're wide, you got the V,
Lowland
you got the
gorilla.
Big, yeah, you got the big, huge shoulder. I'm like, I know, Johnny, but I peaked at blah, 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 and he's like, no. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I would never have guessed that number. And you and two other people, I told, and they were like, there's no way. And I'm like, yep, it is.
You got 290 and half ton. See that?
290 and half ton. Yeah. What's that? Isn't there a Johnny Cash song? About a half ton, pushing a ton.
James from Long Island is from 345 to 238. That's almost 100 pounds.
Wow.
Dude.
What did he? What was his? What was his method?
Probably meth.
Just because I said method. What was his? Find out.
Yeah. Well done.
But it's and I've basically been doing a low carb diet, not a no carb diet. I have I get all of my carbohydrates from veggies and a lot of squash and broccoli and stuff like that. And but I've been no pasta, no no rice.
Are you eating that bullshit juice kale lemon mixture? You warm. That basically tasted like if you took the bile out of a pig's ass.
I haven't done that in 2 weeks.
And taking a sip of it.
I haven't done that in like 2 weeks. But I want to start doing it. It's just,
make a smoothie
crazy.
Out of it. I remember you let me taste it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Was it in a hot car? It was like green lemon juice.
No, it's okay. It's not bad.
I could see that going right through you. You know, I tell you one thing. You know what you should start taking? A probiotic.
A probiotic?
A probiotic.
What is a probiotic?
Hey, Dave Ingram's in the chat room.
No way.
Yeah.
Dave Ingram. What's up, brother? I think he was a little sick, and I might as well just do this. Dave Ingram, I just want to say thank you.
I would pay $100 to see your penis.
Thank you. I'll do it again. It's a little...
I would pay $100 to see your penis.
That's from my pal Dave Ingram. Thank you, sir. He is always good for a good clip here and there.
Yeah.
Dave Ingram, who is... When we always talk about Metal Breakfast Radio, the podcast, that is our pal from England, the metal rock band, Down Amongst the Dead Men. That's his band. Check him out. Great shit. And he is just a wonderful man. Him and Donovan do a great podcast, Metal Breakfast Radio.
Broccoli ice cream?
What?
First, James, is up at 4 a.m. Eat right up at 4 a.m. Gym 4:45 to 6:15 Monday to Friday. And guess something or other. Ever eat broccoli ice cream? Fuck, I'm not going to eat
broccoli ice
cream.
Cream?
There's no possible
that
way.
That can't be right.
It's probably true. You can make lobster ice cream, which is probably not that bad. But broccoli ice cream. There's no fucking way I'm eating broccoli ice cream. What you got to do? Probiotic, all right.
But now what it is? Go ahead.
In your intestines is all the bad bacteria, right? That's all the bad stuff. And if the bacteria isn't right, if the balance isn't right, you don't break down the shit that you're eating. You know what I mean? So what this does is the probiotic sends in billions. Actually, millions. It depends on how many you take or the strength of the probiotic.
Okay.
Into your gut, into your intestines, and it does its duty. No, I didn't even mean to say that.
Sorry,
I didn't even mean to say that. And it fights off the bad bacteria and makes you kind of regular. It doesn't. It's not like a laxative or anything like that.
Okay.
It just makes your insides healthier. And when I tell you, you want to win a fart contest. There is a lot of thunder before the lightning.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know it's coming.
Really?
And they're good gassers. Yeah. They're literally recordable.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, make a fart track.
I may want to try that just to help out. Only because I've been drinking. Dude, see that bottle right there?
Here. Yeah.
I had two of them today. 66 ounces of water. Easily, I have... More than that. I probably have close to 80 ounces of water a day, maybe more. I drink so much water.
It's good for your prostate.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Squeeze it out.
Keep fluid. Yeah, your bladder and everything. Keep it going. When I drink my drinks, I drink with diet soda, with caffeine-free diet soda.
Yeah, like your rum or...
Yeah, yeah.
I heard like for like a low carb, if you wanted to do a low carb lifestyle, I heard... Rum, like a light rum and
clear.
Vodka, right?
Clear,
vodka?
Clear liquids. Yeah, not the brown spiced rum. It's got sugars in it and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's got a lot of empty calories. If you're an alcoholic and you want a low carb diet,
right?
When I start really dieting, I switch over to vodka.
Now, what do you mix vodka with?
Club soda. You get an orange flavored, a blueberry flavored vodka.
And then
soda.
Just clear regular.
You got the taste. You got the fizz.
You like? See, I hate club soda. I don't understand how anybody ever drinks. Seltzer is the same as club, right?
Yeah, seltzer is a little, yeah.
They're terrible.
Tonic is different.
Quinine, right? Quinine or something like that?
What do you mean?
Q-U-I-N-N-E.
The type of tonic?
I think that's another another.
Yeah, tonic is different. Tonic actually has a couple of carbs in it, but seltzer, it's sparkling.
It's terrible. Well, it's just drink water.
All it is bubbly. You put some lemon in it, a little vodka, and
yeah, and then you're all right.
There you go.
What if you'd use like a low sugar cranberry juice or something? If you could find that,
you could do that. Yeah, but here's the thing: a lot of those chemicals, if you're doing a ketosis, it screws it up. Same with the alcohol. If your body is in a ketosis state where you're burning your stored fat carbohydrates, right. You know what I mean? Then
we got a phone call.
Even gum, even sugarless gum, the maltol in the gum or the chocolates, the Atkins chocolates, can shut down your ketosis process. So if you're low carbon, you're serious, you don't no alcohol, no nothing.
Right.
But who can live like that?
Yeah, Conti and Kenny show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? Who's this?
It's James from Long Island.
Hey, man, what's going on? Congratulations on the weight loss, you big lug.
Well, here's the thing. If you're really serious about it, you just got to have a little bit of motivation. And my motivation was about almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years ago this July. My dad died, and my dad was never in the best of health. So right after the funeral and the wake and all that other bullshit, I kind of took a look at myself, and I was like, well, I'm kind of a fat fuck. So I set my ass on the scale and realized that I was 345. And I said, well, this isn't really going to fucking work. You know, I'm in my mid-30s, so I'm 37 now. And I got two kids that are young. And I kind of did some math in my own head. I said, well, if I keep on this track, I'm going to pretty much fucking keel over from a heart attack.
Sometimes that is motivation. You're not the first person to have that. And sorry to hear about your dad, but when somebody like something like that, like a family member, you know, it's that genetics thing where you look and you're like, wow. And then you take that look in the mirror, and it doesn't actually mean physically look in the mirror. You look at where you're going, and you had enough wherewithal to be like, you know what? I need to do something before it gets out of control.
It's the same timing. It's the same time frame as when you start chasing different vag, and you also realize that you're not superhuman anymore, like you were in your 20s, you know?
Right.
When you're 18, 19, you know, 20, 25, even up until like I was 30 years old.
Look at this.
Look what just walked in.
Hey,
there he is.
Rich Carucci. Jump in, dude. Just take a listen. We're talking about weight loss. You're perfect timing for you.
It's the same exact time as when you're when the snatch you chase gets older, and you realize that, you know, that pain in your chest might be a fucking heart attack and not indigestion. You're not invincible anymore, and that's the realization.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I was eating fucking fast food every day. I was eating like shit every day.
Oh wow!
And you know, yeah, and I was a smoker. And I just said, you know what, this and me of all people, I should kind of know better. I mean, you guys don't really know me well. I used to be a New York City paramedic for many, many years before I retired. And I saw this, you know, in people I fucking picked up in South Jamaica every day. And then after, you know, like I said, after my dad passed away, realizing he wasn't always in the greatest of health, and he used to smoke and eat and drink and fucking do whatever. And, you know, I mean, he wasn't a young man. He was in his late 70s when he fucking died. But that was my proverbial look in the mirror, and I said, you know what, this isn't going to work. I mean, you know, I look at my sister and my brother, and we were all big people. They're still kind of on the fucking big side, not me anymore. But that was my wake-up call. But the bottom line is that all you got to do, and it's not a complicated thing, and you can ask Royce about it as well, you burn more calories than you take in. I eat like a fucking bird now, but I work out like an Olympian.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm up at 4 a.m. religiously. I built a gym in my own house, so this way I didn't have to actually go anywhere. Because if I had to leave the house at that early in the morning, I would have zero motivation to fucking leave.
But now let me.
I built a gym in my own house. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
No. I wanted to ask you. Now, are you at a weight where you're and you feel good? And are you looking to maintain now, or are you still like, you know, are you good now?
Well, I'm good, but I'm still looking. You know, I mean, I'm kind of maintaining. I at this point right now, I've plateaued, so
okay.
I got to kind of change things up just a little bit because I got to lose a little. I want to lose about another maybe 5 to 10 more pounds because I still have that that little bit of spare tire kind of hanging around that I can't seem to get rid of.
Well,
How about a nice coffee enema every hour?
About some Coke.
But my point is that I think, like, when you're doing it to get to a certain point, right? You're eating, like, and think of it as like a scale where, you know, like eating like a bird, which is way down here, and your other hand is way up here, and you're like, I'm working out every day, 5 days a week. Well, what needs to happen is you need to bring your one up and your other hand down and find that medium, because you're not going to be able to keep up that lifestyle. That you go crazy.
I agree completely.
Right. So where you could bring it up.
I have cheat days. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'll have a fucking burger, or I'll grab whatever. But I mean for the most part, I eat the same thing every morning for breakfast. I eat I eat a salad for lunch, and my wife is like a fucking food Nazi when it comes to dinner. So I don't really have to worry about that. My wife is only 4'11" and she weighs about 102 pounds.
She a guinea?
You know what I mean? So she's fucking guinea Jew.
Oh, guinea Jew, nice. She can belt out some good dishes, huh?
Well, she can belt out some fucking good right hands too.
And a few reservations on the Jew side, maybe?
Well, all that oppression and guilt and all that shit, it might come out every once in a while. But then the guinea part just brings up the fucking violence.
But dude, it's like, it's great, and you know what I mean? And you got the right mindset. And my wake up call, there was a few of them, dude. One was, went to the doctor, and I was amazing, dude. I went to the doctor 3 weeks ago. I was supposed to, I go like every 6 months, but I didn't go 6 months ago. So I went, and I got to a weight that I had never even come close to. And I have hypertension. I have high blood pressure. I've had it since I was like 27. And I always, when I take the medication for it, I'll be honest, I'm 100 pounds heavier than I was from the time I was 23.
You're 100 pounds heavier after you were 100 pounds heavier.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but also, since I lost all the weight, and I do maintain it, and I work out, and I do a ton of cardio and weight training, I don't take my diabetic medication anymore.
That's
I don't need to. Same thing. I'm a young guy, considering, being that I'm only 37, but I was also taking fucking high blood pressure medicine.
Somebody will run you over when you're jogging.
Yeah, you're going
to
get
some drunk going to Burger King.
Yeah, that's how it happens. No,
I don't take any of the medication anymore, right. So that's a plus side right there, plus a money fucking saver.
And the point was, and the thing is that I was there, I realized, I'm like, wow, I'm about 100 pounds more than what I was in my mid-20s, to like about 40, right? And it's like
having a kid and keeping him attached to you.
Exactly. As he gets older, he just stays with me.
Like a tumor.
But, and the thing was, and what was amazing, bro, James, was that my blood pressure, you ready for this? It was 116 over 72. And so it was a weird thing. And I sat there and went, my God, if I was 100 pounds lighter, I would not need any medication. I wouldn't need anything. And he did say to me, he goes, you will, if you don't drop the weight that you need to drop. And he looked at me and he knows me. He goes, dude, you know what to do. You know, you've done it before. You know what needs to be done. He goes, you will end up being diabetic. And the thing is, I'm like, my blood pressure was the lowest it's ever been. So I'm like, mentally, I'm good. And I'm like, all right. I'm still okay.
I'm so scared.
I'm still okay, but it was still my wake up call to go, I'm done. I'm finished.
Well, the only thing I'm going to suggest is, if you're going to start any kind of workout regimen, just take it easy for the first couple of months, maybe, because you don't want to fucking drop dead on an elliptical.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what it is? I've always prided myself, and Kenny will know this.
Who wants to get caught on an elliptical?
Where's the defibrillator in this fucking joint?
And Kenny
Richard Simmons? Who uses an elliptical nowadays?
Kenny will abide by this. Me and Kenny's brother.
It's a joke.
Kenny's brother's a big fuck. He's like 6 foot. He was always like 6'1", 290, just a big animal.
Big dude.
And we used to always pride ourselves when we see each other. We're like, we're fat guys, we're in shape fat guys who work out. I was always that guy where I teetered on, like, depending on the way you looked at me as a person, most people would look at me like, that's just a big dude. Some people look at me like, wow, that's a fucking scary looking gorilla. And a few people are like, yeah, that's a fat guy. But now I'm just like, it was just too much. And I had the wake up call. I've actually worried. I'm 45. I'm like, I'm not worried about looking good for chicks anymore. It's like, I want to feel good, and I want to live to see
my
nephews grow up.
You're not getting a stomach operation. Are you coming?
No. I've dropped 10 pounds in 3 weeks doing the right thing, you know? And then, James, what'd you lose? Almost 100?
Well, yeah, I went from 345 to 238, so yeah, about 100.
What happened, prison? What happened?
120-ish.
That's fucking awesome.
I want to drop 30, 40 pounds just so I could have my penis back. You know what I mean? I don't have enough to go around.
When you can take your shirt off and your pants and you can see your dick without looking in a mirror.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it just great?
Well, for every 10 pounds you lose, you gain an inch back.
I've heard that. I don't know how exactly it is.
No, it's like every 30 pounds you lose, you gain an inch back.
Yeah.
It's the
I don't have enough inches.
Ethiopia's got big dicks.
I don't have enough to give away. I need that.
Well, dude, congratulations on the loss, and good, you know, 5-10 more pounds and you're in.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, I'm married, like I said, you know, I'm married 11 years, I got 2 kids. I'm not looking to fucking impress anybody. I'm just looking to, you know, possibly watch my kids and get married and maybe meet my own grandkids.
Exactly.
You know?
That's awesome, bro.
That's overrated.
Guys, it was good talking to you. I'm going to listen on the remaining ride home, and have a good show.
All right, good talking.
Great talking to you, James.
Later, boys.
Later, man.
How do you can hear this in the car?
Yeah,
you put it on your phone. For everybody who doesn't know, Rich Carucci came in.
Hey,
out of nowhere, man. How you doing, brother?
All right.
Very we nice missed you guys. The other night. We went we went out with Johnny O and Roz, and we tried to get Carucci to come, but his wife was working late, and he worked late and all that. But we're gonna all try to get together again. We want to really work on trying to get together.
We
need that. We don't even have to mention why.
Absolutely,
we really need to spend time with each other. Get together, whether it's at Johnny O's.
And Keith went to Bonnaroo. Four days.
Yes.
I haven't talked to
him. He was going to come up here today. That was our plan. We talked yesterday, and I worked with him Saturday.
Okay.
Some backyard fiasco. I said,
really? A Carucci and a fiasco?
I so needed fucking money, though. I swear to God. So I said, let's go to the radio show. He was going to come up, but his back's killing him. He's got the bad back.
He's got to be, Keith. I love Keith, man. Keith is a very good dude.
Excellent guy. I don't understand why the cops always break his balls.
About what?
They get pulled over. I said, you're white. This shit ain't supposed to happen to you. They're always pulling him over, fucking confiscating his car. Like, they pulled him over, telling him he was drunk the one night. He had one beer earlier in the night. Fucking state troopers pull him over. One guy pulls him over, and then they got him over there by on the turnpike, and next cop pulls up, older cop, and the guy goes to him, I think he's been drinking, and the older cop goes, I don't see it. And then some gook cop pulls up, you know, and they're all wired now with the state troopers with this shit. And he goes, no, I smell the alcohol, so they give him and he's got a bad back, so he can't really do the walking thing good. He goes, listen, I got a bad back. They go, they had his car taken away. They bring him to the station. They give him the drunk test. It comes up. He's not even half to the limit. Yes, but still, they got his fucking car. They wrote him a ticket for not maintaining a lane. And like every time I talk to him, some cops hassling him and shit.
Oh,
he doesn't even look like a dirt.
No, not at all.
Nicest guy you could meet. You get more pissed for him than he does. But we went to Bonnaroo. It was awesome. 4 days. Oh man.
You know I just saw in the news. Some guy died because he jumped into the Burning Man fire.
I understand.
I can picture one of you two at Bonnaroo doing it.
Absolutely. That's where we wanted to go, Burning Man, but that's a little rough. There's no civilization around that.
No, you're right. You're at the mercy of the desert.
Yeah, people are jumping into fire just to escape what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, they're on all kinds of acid and stuff I want to be.
Oh, we ate a fucking ton of mushrooms out there. It's awesome. I figured out, I'm 50 now. Let me go...
I've never been to a festival like that. I've never been.
Awesome.
Is it cool?
Dude, I've only been to maybe 12 concerts my whole life.
This is like 12 concerts in one. It's like
there's 12 stages at this.
Yeah. It's never been my thing to go out of my way to go see bands live. But when I do go, I went to go see Yes last week with Beverly, and you know,
how was that? Who went with you?
It was me, Beverly, her friend Kevin, and then two girls that she works with.
There you go.
And I told Kenny last week, it was very funny. I'll just tell you real quick. you know, I don't know if you know Yes, but Yes is
Rick
70s.
Lightman,
yeah. 70s, gritty stuff. Like, you know, they're, and most of them are really true Yes fans.
Tripping music.
Yeah. And, you know, most of their popular stuff that the fans love was from the 70s.
Both songs.
yeah, Roundabout and the other one.
Yeah, that sound the same.
But, you know, the song Owner of a Lonely Heart, right, was from the 80s, and that was more of their pop. You know, pop time.
They played it eight times.
No. So what happened was they play two albums front to back, right? Fragile and this other album.
Okay,
and it was really good. Like, I mean, I even know a lot of the songs now because Beverly plays them all the time. But some of them, you're like, oh, shit, I knew that song. I've heard that. And, of course, the concert's over, right? They go back out. And then they do the obligatory wait 5 minutes, right? The place really enjoying themselves. The place is in a frenzy, right? Of course, because every time, right? The band comes out. And they're like, the place
they're
is going
nuts. They're surprised they could come back out.
Yeah. They wheeled themselves out, excuse me. And they're just going nuts. And they're like, they grab their guitars. And they're like, all right, thank you, New York. And we'll play with this one more. And then, dude, the place is erupting. And then, they play Owner of a Lonely Heart. You literally could feel 6,000 people like, yeah! Oh, okay, that's real nice. Wow, okay. And you can almost see them going, really? Is he really? Are they really playing this? Are you shitting me?
Oh, I know this
really?
One.
Okay, well, yay. And dude, just the air got let out of the building of energy. And then they played Starship Trooper afterwards, which is a great
story. Story.
It's kind of like E.C. Winkler going up on stage. And he brought the crowd.
When he first told me the story, they were probably only going to do one encore. And then after they finished the song, they're like, "That we gotta play a good
one. Yeah, we better do another one. Yeah. We actually saw them falling asleep.
We're not going to do one by the International Silver String Submarine Band.
We're going to do Afternoon Delight, everybody, if you want to stick around.
It was funny.
Bay City Rollers opened up for him.
For real?
No. I mean, Colorado Dickhead in the chat. It's like Wicker Man, but they didn't have to trick the guy. And it's Good Harvest this year. I guess it's one of them fucking fire bonfires.
They had a festival this weekend in Hudson County, and they had to stop the last night, got canceled because of the rain and shit.
Oh, really?
So they just made like a mud park, and all the filthy people just the slid in the people. Shit and piss and cook and hippie cum or whatever.
I think I saw it on like Ridiculousness, one of them shows, where it's one of those. It's in Europe. It's got to be in like Germany or something, and
they're throwing Jews in the fire. No.
The guy. You see a guy. He takes off running, and he's Superman in it in the mud. And he lands right under a girl taking a shit.
There you go.
Like,
and he paid $50 to do that.
Yeah. She's just sitting there squatting, and he landed right underneath her ass.
There you go. That's what the internet's for. What's funny is for this concert, people are driving by you in cars with Bonnaroo written on them, beep and beep. Cops pulling them over left and right through every state we're going through. They're pulling them over.
How'd your rig end up?
Holy shit, we broke down the whole way there.
Really? Yeah.
We went in a 33-foot RV.
It's the same RV from Stripes.
It is, but it wasn't taken care of. It's been through the war. It broke down the whole way there.
Was it like show Shazam?
We went a mile in it, filled it up. I went to the food place. Filled it up with food. We should have waited to do that too. You learn. And I bought like $400 worth of food. We filled everything up. Fucking thing won't start. We're a mile from his house. So we had to get somebody to come there. He gets a starter. You know, I'm like rethinking this. You know, wow, this might not be a good idea. We start driving.
Yeah, we're in Homedale.
We put a new belt on it the whole way. This belt is screaming. At one point, we're in the mountains of West Virginia. We're getting 4 miles to the gallon with this thing. It was like being on Columbus's ship. God forbid you got to take a shit in this thing. But I'll tell you, it was a lot better than shitting in them porta-johns. I had to do that twice.
Yeah.
100,000 people? Oof, bro. I came out of one, and I'm tripping, and I try to shit in one of those when you're tripping, and some chicks at the door. I go, no, I can't let you go in there. Like, no way. Go find a spot outside.
That's funny.
In 100,000 people, it was like Ice Cube, Lionel Richie, Elton John, Jack White. Like a ton of
That's a pretty cool lineup, though. It's always they've got the unknown unsigned on the different stages.
Oh yeah, they had tents and they had a comedy thing, but they're like, you got to wait in line and then get the tickets and then wait back in line. I'm like, yeah, nobody likes comedy that much.
No.
Especially comics.
Yeah, right.
That's what you want to do. Go there to watch other comics bomb. Right.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Everyone's on mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, I want to go see somebody tell dick jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
You've seen some shit, though. Fucking, you know, not a lot of older people, but a lot of fucking nudity and $7 for a shower. And some people, I wanted to give them that $7. I'll tell you that. Some hippie next to me, he bit me. I almost turned. It's like, what the fuck? I give this guy $7, but you know he's buying a beer with the money.
Yeah. Look at this. Brent, it was awesome. See how fast that is? That's the exact clip. He's at one of these things and goes, in the chat room, Brent just posted the picture of the video. How good is that?
Wow,
dude! I'll tell you, I was so
right while she's taking a shit.
I was so I was so fucking hammered. I was lying on the ground. I had fucking hay on me, bugs, fucking hippie juice, whatever the fuck. I swear to God, and people are stepping over you. I was just so fucked up. I went down for the count, and I don't drink. I haven't been drinking.
Can you imagine Karuchi drinking at Bonnaroo?
Ooh. They did though. We had a shitload of. They check you when you come in too. They go through the RV. We had everything hidden pretty good, though.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Really?
Under the bed, and I was laying on it, pretending I was sleeping.
Nice work. That's a good one.
He's naked. Don't wake him up.
Yeah. You just balls-ass naked. Like, I don't want to go anywhere near this guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's coughing and sneezing. But the air conditioning went a couple times. The toilet wound up going.
I'm surprised you had air conditioning at all in that thing.
We didn't for long.
No.
It was brutal. You know, we stopped at, like, every Walmart, you know, to stop, get parts. You can sleep in their parking lot. I must have shit in every Walmart. They're actually very clean bathrooms if you get there early in the morning.
It's called payback.
And the Cracker Barrel in West Virginia. We kind of moved in there. We spent half a day there because of the traffic. We just hung out on their fucking rocking chairs that they were trying to sell. Yeah.
You know what, though? I mean, that's better than going in, like, a Toyota Celica.
Absolutely.
You know, at least you got a little, you know, your own little space, even if it's a pain in the ass.
Believe me, when you're with your wife and you're not getting along, 33 feet is not enough fucking space.
33 feet.
Who was it? Was it you, your wife, and Keith?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yep,
it?
That's it. His cousin was going to come, his nephew, but they extended the school year, so we had to teach, which made him happy. That was cool. I think I'm going to go back next year.
All right, cool.
Like I said, I've never been to one of those festivals.
Yeah, I never.
The closest I've been is I've been to like PNC Art Center.
Yeah.
The lawn.
That's a good one because you can leave.
Yeah, the closest thing I did was the O&A Virus Tour.
You know they
know
got
what I mean?
A jail at the fucking PNC Art Center?
No. Really? They have one there too?
Yes, they do.
I know they used to have one at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.
We used to have the best time. It was called Reggae Sunsplash.
That sounds good.
And it was unbelievable. It was way back. Before there was all it was weed and some booze and some acid, and that was it. There was no coke, no nothing, no crazy, and it was hippies. It was all reggae dudes, hippies, everybody loving each other and the whole thing, you know. And then after a while, the kids started taking over and people were dying, overdosing.
Oh yeah, that
shit.
Electric
fights in a parking lot and everything.
See, not one 4 days. The 100,000 people, not one fucking
didn't
person.
See anything,
nobody,
really?
Nothing. Nobody got out of hand. A little pushing and shoving sometimes last night, but I mean, really, nobody.
It
got
used
one
to
fight.
Be so much fun, man. We'd wait for it all year. It would be in the summertime, and we'd go down with 35, 40 people.
And what is that now?
It was just a bunch of reggae bands. It was like,
and where is this?
PNC Art Center.
Oh,
you don't even buy the things. You hang out from 10 o'clock in the morning in the parking lot.
Reggae concerts are
this
great.
This is back when the cops didn't search you. You just couldn't have a beer bottle hanging out. You just had to have it in cups. You know, people are throwing frisbees, music playing. You know, you go down there with 30, 40 people. You lay on the lawn. You don't even listen to you can hear the music in the background. You know what I mean? It's reggae music. You get in that atmosphere, and then fucking the kids ruined it because they started dying.
I went to a good reggae festival in Maui, which was pretty fucking wild. Outside.
Oh wow!
Yeah, outside it was beautiful, and they had. There's actually a Hasidic Jew there from Brooklyn, reggae guy.
Modest Yahoo.
Yeah, he was actually good.
Oh, he was there.
I was wasted, but yeah, he was good. I was digging everything. It was
yeah, he's real Hasidic.
Yeah,
No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I go to a lot of music because my wife and me. That's probably what
you never heard. You never heard.
We have a common.
It sounds familiar. I think I've. Does he have a video where he's on like these huge long high steps? It looks like he's in a
he's
castle
in a Caprice Classic station.
He looks
wagon
like the landlord of the stadium. It's like the landlord's here. Turn the music down. They're complaining.
I'll throw you out of here in 1 week.
Who's gonna clean this mess? Don't use all the toilet
paper. Stop hanging out on the porch in the front. Modest, what is he? Modest Yahoo?
Yeah, he's been around for years.
My wife sets up a lot of this music stuff, like I said, because we really don't have much other shit in common. So we go there, we don't have to talk. You know, this
you have it? Is it on?
Yeah, you can pop me on.
Can you turn it my way? I like to see this.
Sure.
Oh, it's a video, right?
Yeah. He was really big, probably 5 years ago.
This sounds
ago,
like so. it's a remake of another song.
It's a reggae
song. One of the Marleys
song.
Are singing
no,
it.
No.
Reggae sounds the same.
Forever young, I want to be forever young.
Damn, a juice
don't. This is forever young.
Good call.
Yeah, it's fucking forever young, which isn't...
It could be sampling.
Forever young, I want to be forever young. Yeah, it's the same fucking song. Same exact music. Wow. So he's.
I worked with
bad.
His.
Not
bad. Oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, good quality.
I worked with his cousin and.
Moish.
Yeah. His cousin was like, he was like.
He owned the deli down over there.
He owned the parking lot at the stadium.
Yeah. No, his cousin was. He was half black and half Jewish. He looked
this guy?
Derek Jeter. No, his cousin.
Oh, another. Oh, really? Yeah.
But Modest Yahoo does all of the, he does all of like the seders and stuff during the holidays and everything.
Okay. I gotta go on first. The sun's going down.
Colorado dickhead. Cool runnings from Hezbollah.
tough times over there.
Yeah. Right.
Neil Young had to cancel a concert. I'm not sure if he gets many concerts, does he? He was going to...
In Israel, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not because of the conflict. He couldn't get anyone to show up.
Yeah. I'm trying to find that Forever Young. Is that Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Isn't it somebody else?
No, Forever Young is...
It's Rod Stewart, isn't it?
But that's not the one that I was playing.
Steve Winwood or something?
No. Does anybody know that song I'm talking about? It's not Rod Stewart, but... and that guy's been around for a long time, this Matsu?
Yeah, 10, 15 years.
Fatsinyats or whatever his name is? Fatsinyats.
Billy the Yid. That was funny.
That was a classic, man. You know what? I'm going to find it for a break. That's funny. I'm going to find this while you guys see yip-yap a little bit more. Maybe before we break, you want to explain what the Backseat Barbecue is, and then I have to play a story.
Oh, no, I remember this.
Oh, yeah, right? Well, this year, we've been doing this this contest for, you know, this is our third year. We skipped a couple of years and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah,
we started
done
this
it a
in 2007,
years.
2008. And basically, Kenny, explain
no
it.
No shit, is that him now?
Who's that, Mark DeMeo?
No, that's the guy Modest Yahoo now.
Oh, okay.
He's a stunner.
Look what fame did. He's
yeah, apparently fame
Jewish,
had a razor.
Right.
Look at that.
Hasidic no more. You mean I could get pussy?
Yeah, it's Faith No More's Jewish cousin, Hasidic no more.
You mean I could get laid in doing this?
Yeah, no, you make a ton of money with selling albums. Now
all of
like,
a sudden, hey, yo, we'll put that religion over there. Oh, sorry. Was that God mad at me?
That's exactly what it was.
Hey, my career's going nowhere, right? At least help me out a little bit. I'll keep you.
That's funny. We're talking about Jews and there's thunder.
Right.
No, you know what? I would do the same. I would lose religion for money.
Oh, please.
You know what I mean?
Please. The shit I'm willing to do, I do already for money.
Yeah, I would turn my back on the Lord and Savior for a couple of bucks.
I'll cut him in.
Yeah, cut him in. I'll give 10% to the church.
Please.
All right. Hey, you want to take a... Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about the Backseat Barbecue.
Sure, that sounds good.
And it is... It is taking America by storm, this whole thing that we've been making. We've been aware of this for a bunch of years.
Years.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Conti and Kenny show with Rich Carucci, who popped in on morelikeradio.com.
The Conti and Kenny show presents Jewish Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, a Wednesday night. Yes. And I am Trivia Man.
Where's it at again?
I don't know. Some fucking bar in Lakewood.
Yeah. It's all Hasidic Jews.
In the bar?
No, in that area. Fucking just station wagons with wood paneling all over the place. That's all it is. Just the Hasidics running around like crazy. It's insane. They all got black cowboy hats on. They're like Clint Eastwood.
Wyatt Earpstein.
Billy the Yid. That's good.
That was a good one.
I like that, man. That's going on best of number four. Billy the Yid. Come on, we have any cowboy names in the chat room? You fuck. Are you going to beat that? I don't think so. Billy the Yid.
There's a lot of docs.
Yeah, you know. Doc, not too many holidays. Or Doc, too many holidays.
Doc, too many holidays. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Wild Bill Hill pay retail.
The Conti and Kenny Show .com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful on that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster.
Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRtees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRtees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to the... What is it?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and I'm in a car, and you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, one of the greatest podcasts you've ever listened to in your life. Holy shit, man. Conti and Kenny Show, live, right now. My favorite podcast. All right, anyways, Conti and Kenny Show, live, right now. This is Robert Kelly. Even though we did this in the car, you did my podcast in the car. Who the fuck, Kenny?
All right.
Oh my, you know what I mean?
Sorry, we just had to get all the commercials out of the way. We won't be doing any more breaks. We just, you know, unless we go longer, but even if we go longer, we probably won't do any other breaks. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. Of course, if you're listening in podcast, we broadcast every Monday night, 7 to...
A lot of good pals in the chat room.
Oh, yeah?
Dave Ingram, 4 years, Colorado Dickhead.
Oh, really?
Roy Black Pete from Cringe.
No shit, Cringe. Roy.
What's up with Colorado Dickhead? Is he out there smoking up? Should he be too high?
He's a big listener. He's been listening for years.
Where's he in Colorado?
I think he's in Boulder.
Boulder. Oh, man. Hippieville.
He's the one Boulder. Colorado's cool, man.
I made it like a week in Boulder, and then I moved to Englewood.
No, you didn't move to Colorado. You jumped on a train, and it stopped in Colorado.
And I got run out after they released me from jail. I missed that one, though. Fuck. Too bad I ain't there now.
We have Rich Carucci sitting in with us. Just popped in because he only lives a few minutes away.
Yeah.
You went in with this. Like, what were you doing? Were you on your way home or something?
No, I was today I'm just sitting around for a couple hours. I work later tonight, midnight. But I said, let me go. We were going to come in and Shanghai you guys, but Keith couldn't make it.
So dude, you
no, normally you have, like, your wife in the car.
My kid, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, where's daddy going?
Everybody's sick of me. I got no money this week.
Yeah, Colorado, he's from Boulder.
Boulder, yeah. Cool. Nice up there.
Yeah, Roy Black on crack is now an animal. He's in there all the time, and he's always helping us out in the chat, and I really appreciate it. And Pete from Cringe, like, wow, this is a blast from a past with him coming in, you know? Can't believe one of you just punched me in the fucking face.
You did say that.
For saying blast from the past. You know, but I will say...
Stand is doing good, right?
Hmm?
The Stand, a club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that place is nice, right?
Yeah, yeah, it
looks
very nice.
I haven't been there yet, but it looks beautiful.
It's very cool. Yeah, it's smaller. I only did it once, you know. It's only like we did a...
Fucking bragging.
Know, it's only like we did a show for those guys for fucking, you know, 7 years on their fucking... thing. But, you know, we can't get a goddamn fucking spot. But anyway...
I had to bring five friends.
Right, you know, don't worry about it. Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, Condi, you got want to do a spot? Yeah, bring 11 people. That's awesome. They all got to buy a fucking BLT. That's no, awesome.
You,
thanks.
You got to pass out cheese. Yeah. Unlike toothpicks.
Exactly.
It's like little pepperoni squares and little cheeses.
You got to go outside.
Take off your shirt, put on this tuxedo tie.
You got to go down the block. Fucking bark, then go to the door, collect the money, then go take their orders, bring their fucking orders
see
down.
Them.
Then you get to do 30 minutes while they're doing a check spot and fucking tank while everybody's looking at their check wondering who pays for the tax. Fuck.
Their food is really good. They got the chef there
and
everything.
Yeah, it's smart. You know, they have the restaurant connected with
they got a comic
the
that's a chef? No, I'm just kidding. Most clubs are like that. They're like, you worked at George Foreman Grill. You went to culinary school.
Yeah, but I Kruj, you know, I don't know if you know, I'll be bragging. I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, Levy's new show.
I heard with Stacey
Pressman. Do you know Stacey?
I do.
She's very cool.
Very funny person.
She's very cool. Nice. Yep. She does great on the show.
Very funny.
You know, between us, I figured once Bob and Stacy end up hating each other because they're both fucking crazy fucking
like
Jews.
Like they adopted you.
I'll end up...
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Once mommy and daddy get divorced, I'm going to fucking bring in Kenny, and then it'll be either me, Bob, or Kenny, or me, Stacy, and Kenny. Either one.
By then, you'll have hooked up with Opie. Dropped Kenny.
Oh, shit. You know what? I'll just mention real quick.
Hold on. Four years. Did you guys rant about Anthony losing his job already?
Yeah.
Did I miss it? We did a show.
We did one Thursday, but it hasn't gone up yet. But it was done on Thursday.
Not up yet.
No.
Okay.
We did a long thing on Anthony and, you know, racism and getting fired.
Thursday
and all
afternoon.
That kind
it was
of
a good show.
It should be up soon. I think it's called The Three R's. Hopefully, it'll be up very soon. And then. You know, you could definitely take a listen to that.
She gets that up soon before it has no legs left.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure you guys can figure out what how we feel about it. You know, it's absolutely silly.
Yeah, we're white. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just absolutely silly.
Kenny's not white.
Yeah, Kenny isn't. But I wanted to, the other night, I figured, you know, it's still a big thing about Anthony and all that. And
well, today was the first day that it was just the Jimmy and Opie and Jimmy show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't listen to them because I don't have money to pay for radio and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw like a clip on YouTube and it just looked
weird.
With
the emblem, the logo, a different logo and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It basically, I listened to some of it on the ride up here and it was, they had Ron Bennington in there, but it was just, there wasn't anything to the show. They were just talking about it because they wanted to take off like a month. And have to redo the show. Everybody's fine. Anthony's going to do his thing.
Yeah.
You know,
he's already getting set up to the
he's
broadcast.
He's
got to
do set up and like
in his own house.
Is he the more talented guy? Is that what's going on?
But they all have their different.
Because Jimmy's great. Norton's fucking.
Jimmy and Anthony are hilarious.
Anybody
Opie
with Jimmy's
runs
be...
the ship, you know what I mean? But Anthony has his own views on stuff that he can be just fine doing a show.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a partier, and that guy Opie looks kind of like.
Well, Opie's a family guy. He's got two kids.
Yeah, he looks.
He's married, you know what I mean?
Anthony's degenerate like the rest of us.
He's a 53-year-old teenager.
Okay.
I always,
like I said Wednesday when we did the show, Thursday when we did the show, I would have them finish out their contract in October, and then all of them go and do their own, make their own station. You know what I mean? Do all their own advertising, do all their own marketing, get all their own sponsors, all their activation fees on the phone, on the website, per month. It would all be theirs. They could do whatever they want.
Fucking Levy must be salivating. I could do it.
If you have the means, you have the money and the sponsors, you can do your own station.
Fucking Norton
and
is hilarious.
Be your own boss.
I mean, he's got to be the you know, is Opie that... The guy Opie's very funny too. Or I know.
Oh, let me tell you something for a guy because you know I know how not that I know how Opie feels, but always being the guy who runs things here and me being a comic, like and then when I get to do like when I'm doing Bob's show, I'm third mic. I'm like the in Norton spot, dude. It's night and day with, and I'm doing stuff where it's FCC because it's on the AM radio.
Are you driving like 900 miles?
Oh, it's unbelievable, dude. You wouldn't even know if I told you.
The station is W.
W Bob Levy's never given me cab fare.
Yes. I think on AM, the number is...
There's a cosmonaut listening to it up in the
I think
station.
it's WILC. I think the number's 6.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a three-digit number for AM. I think it's just 6.
There's a convict jerking off to Stacey's fucking voice.
Right before his show, I heard the replay from the morning show, and it was, today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
But
today is a day that will live in infamy.
But it's amazing how
Levy show.
It's amazing how Levy finds this shit.
Yeah, but it is amazing how, and I want like running point for our show for the longest time. And I've always said I'm not real funny on my show. I don't really get any funny stuff out. And I kind of let Kenny shine and let him be the star, you know, or whatever.
Oh.
And then I'm sitting there and I'm doing Bob's show, sitting there doing third mic. And I'm just like, and Bob's not a guy that laughs at everything. Bob, you know, if he thinks
unless
it's
he's
funny,
on the right pills.
Right, exactly. And he's not on them anymore. So, yeah. And dude, we just come up with stuff and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And that's when I sit there and I listen to, you know, I've been listening to O&A forever. And when Opie like comes out with something really funny, and he's not a comic. He's a radio
guy.
He's
gotten much funnier.
He's gotten much funnier. He knows what's funny. And to sit there and listen to him belt out great lines once in a while, it makes me go, you know what? That's a motherfucker that's talented. You know, they can say what they want.
4 years. Pow! Carucci with a cosmonaut joke. What is this, 1982?
Sputnik.
But anyway, so it's great. I do the show.
Well, that's why I want you to keep doing it, man, because I think...
If Kenny has a stroke from the cocaine, he actually gets real coke one night. He wants you to continue without
it. I think it's going to help cool. our show. It's gonna,
I think
it's
so.
Gonna, it's
Dude,
gonna...
we've already gotten people that know me from that show that are listening to our show now.
Just your confidence and your, you know, in studio instead of... running the ship, you know, you come down to the galley and hang out with the guys.
You know what's good about that show, too? You couldn't get kicked off that fucking station if you tried.
yeah, it's interesting. But it's called Ears Wide Open, which I despise. I never say it on there, on the airwaves there. I hate the name of it, but it's called Ears Wide Open
and
with Bob Levy and Stacey
Brusman. Oh, the humanity.
But Casey's still live on there.
It's on every Monday. It's on Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight. And if you need to find any information on it, just go to RevBobLevy.com, and it'll give you the stations.
You got to be a happening person, 9 at night till midnight on that station.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am on Mount Rainier.
Fantastic.
Right before Joe's show, you hear, at number 29, a new group out of Liverpool, England.
Dude, put it to you
called
this way.
The Beatles.
The station.
Can't Buy Me Love. Here's your request and dedication.
The station itself, it has a lot of talk. Like, and it's mostly conservative talk.
Tell them who else is on the show.
Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity.
Dennis Miller, like, right?
Dennis Miller, yeah.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah. But the weirdest one is at 4 in the morning till 6 in the morning, Wolfman Jack. So they're playing, I guess,
the
old clips.
They can unfreeze them.
I guess they're like, oh, you know, playing old.
He's
you know,
still alive?
No, Wolfman Jack died years
saying.
Ago.
How the fuck?
So there must be taking archives, and they're playing Wolfman Jack.
Wow, that's fun.
At like, you know,
Kill
4
me.
In the morning.
Fuck, you can't die mercilessly. You got to play my show for the next 20 years.
So it's fun, and I do enjoy having that you know, that aspect of it, you know, that angle. So it's fun. But that's on every night from 9 to
that's
midnight.
Awesome.
And if you can't figure out, you know, because I'm here till 9, but I get down to the studio very quickly to get there live. So,
Super
you know,
jet, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have a private jet.
The
I got a private jet out back.
Kenny doesn't realize his time's limited.
Yeah, but see, when he goes to the station, he has to take the Enola Gay.
and that's what I drop when I go there.
He has to bring donuts.
Fucking Amelia Earhart's
the
pilot.
Cream-filled one.
right.
Bob likes the white powdered ones.
Hey, sir, what airline are you flying? Spirit of St. Louis?
I'm flying Wright Airlines.
Oh, man.
Fucking Pan Am.
Hey, did you hear that thing in the fucking news that this in Congo, this plane, a crocodile wound up getting in the plane? The plane crashed and killed everyone, but they believe a crocodile actually climbed in it somehow.
Get
fucking,
out
where's
of
Samuel
here.
L. Jackson? There's a crocodile on
no,
the plane.
No, that's an old story, isn't it?
I just read it the other day, and I'm like, where the fuck are they flying at? That there's a crocodile. Excuse me, sir, would that be first class?
No, I think I remember that from years.
Would you like a thin mint, sir?
Somebody like a crocodile got first class.
How about a toothbrush?
Fucking a gator.
Do you have anything for the overhead?
would you put yourself on the upper compartment?
Yeah. Would you like an aisle seat?
You are luggage.
Send the stewardess in there. There's a crocodile in the aisle.
It's an extra 50 for you to bring yourself on.
Somebody get the crocodile a cup of Sanker. This plane's going down.
Hey, pass the crying kid to the crocodile. Will that be headphones, crocodile?
Hey, shit, man. But
I can't imagine that, huh? Yeah. Let's roll.
let's death roll.
You beat me to it.
That was too easy,
oh,
man.
Shit. Who do you send in for that one? Co-pilot. Fucking hope Bob just started this week. Send him in there. Bob,
alligator on plane crash.
Isn't that great?
Hold on a second.
How the fuck? Somebody's aircraft case just bit me.
2010, yeah.
Oh, that's 2010?
Yeah, it escaped on board.
Oh, see, that's not the one they had.
Somebody
the other
had
day.
It in the thing. Was dead in like
listen,
a bag.
You can't get in with that box cutter. The crocodile, okay.
Aircraft crashes after crocodile on board escapes and sparks panic.
What
a
the
small
hell
airliner crashed into a house, killing a British pilot and 19 others after a crocodile smuggled into the aircraft and a sports bag escaped and started a panic.
What did he do? Walk up the stairs?
The plane came down despite no apparent mechanical problems during an internal flight. In
how big is the fucking sports
Democratic bag? Republic of Congo.
That's it.
It has now emerged that the crash was caused by the concealed reptile escaping and causing a stampede in the cabin, throwing the aircraft... throwing the aircraft off balance.
The alligator had a box cutter.
Five guys stopped swaying their wings and it went around in a circle.
They thought the alligator was praying the whole time because he was on the ground.
Oh my God.
He had a box cutter.
I heard that.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was really good.
Get a little more laugh on the other show with that one.
There was 19 alligators conspiring.
There was 19 alligators and one croc didn't make it. And they tried him later on.
It was brought down by Al-Qaeda.
Al-Zahari, whatever his name is, the black guy. He was the crocodile. God damn.
It was done by Al-Qaeda.
Fucking Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
Dude, that's fucking brilliant. That is brilliant.
Yes, it's from Hezbollah.
I fucking love it, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Oh my God, it's so stupid. It's brilliant. That's got to be one of the funniest things I've heard in like a month.
Holy shit, dude. Wow.
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. God damn.
It's so stupid, I love it. Best.
Oh, man. You want me to play this? Karuchi, you know all about the backseat barbecue
absolutely
contest that we're doing.
You guys used for to any, do.
Yeah, this is our third or fourth year doing it. Basically, every year, idiotic parents leave their children in the back of vehicles.
And I think of you every time I fucking hear one of these horrible
right?
stories.
Right?
That's what we're trying to do.
And I feel terrible about thinking that.
And basically...
I go, who's got five?
We have the contest every year, and basically our...
Al-Qaeda.
Our listeners guess how many children in the continental United States from June 1st to September 1st will die because of their idiotic parents and being left in the car. And whoever gets closest, and we figure it out, get a prize, and I think we do a George Foreman.
Nobody
grill
with kids is in this contest, are they? I don't want anybody throwing it.
Yeah.
I need one more.
Well, this year, it's becoming a lot more mainstream.
I've seen it more on the news now this than year, I have ever. Yep. Now, it's always happened. People don't realize.
You know what happened? Everybody was adopting them foreign kids for a while. Now they don't. It's not that fast gone. They don't know what to do with them.
some Russian kid has three fingers and ADHD. And they don't want to deal with them.
You know, like those little dogs that one time they were adopting.
So, I'm going to play this news story real quick.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we've been doing this for many years.
Yeah.
The contest was invented by a woman with two small children.
Yeah, our old producer, Bob, his wife.
His wife, really? Susan, came up with it. And we thought, you know, and like I said, we're not making fun of it.
Oh, man, a woman came up with it.
Yeah, a woman with children. Yeah, it's Susan Smith.
That day was a bad day in that house. Yeah.
We're going to have the Susan Smith rub-a-dub-dubby bathtub drowning contest
that would be
in
the
winter.
Yates, I think. Her name was Yates.
Susan Yates.
Smith is the one that let her kids go in the lake. They said that a black guy, the other one, the one that drowned her five kids in the tub.
Oh, okay.
Yates, I think her name was. But
Susan something.
Susan Smith, you're right. That was
Susan name. Smith, Susan Yates, and Susan Englund.
It wasn't Susan Yates, though.
There's a connection here.
Oh, okay.
All Susan.
If you're married to a woman named Susan,
if
you have children.
If your mom's name is Susan.
Yeah. Stay out of the bathtub.
Yeah, or don't go shopping with her.
Don't go shopping with her.
Sit in the front.
Learn to swim and hold your breath.
This has become such a huge
thing.
And
we've always said we've never made fun of it. It's never been something that
we make fun of the terrible, awful
parents. Yes.
That are just idiots. What is that? Is that me?
That some
I love
kind of
that guy,
CIA
Joe,
warning?
Mr. Bob's. I love that guy on Mr. Bob's radio show. And it's just a...
On
a two-way.
Yeah. So, and like I said, we've been making awareness. Yes. And even Brent, our online producer...
He's been around since the beginning.
And been around the beginning. But even Brent says, you know what? Because of this contest, every time he's with his kids in the van and when he pulls into somewhere, he always remembers... Not that he would ever forget anyway,
right.
But he always thinks of it when he goes to get out of the car to go grab his kids. Like, imagine, he thinks of the contest, and he's like, think of all the idiots that leave their fucking kids back
And remember,
there.
Brent was one of the ones when his baby was in diapers, would just sit in front of the webcam and hold the baby upside down.
With a sign for sale.
Yeah. While the show's going on.
Yeah, that kid now graduated high school, I think, so
it's been
how long we've been doing this shit show.
Yeah, but it really is, it's... You remember it and you think about it. For some reason, the frequency isn't happening more. The media coverage is happening a lot more this year.
Yeah.
I hear they were all listening to Levy's show when it happened, too.
But they were trying to kill themselves for listening to our show.
And the big one is like 4 years said is the guy that did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's called the cookout.
I didn't hear that.
No,
I didn't hear about that.
He was having an affair with a woman, and they searched on his browser history about how to live without a child or childless or something like that. And
he also Googled how long it takes for an animal to die in a car.
How long it takes for a kid or an animal, die in a car.
Absolutely.
And they got him for murder. They've arrested him. He's going to go through trial.
Very cool.
But there's always, I mean, you'd be surprised. When we ask for the number, people are like five or six. I guarantee you it's in the 30s, upper 30s.
I think the last one we did, I think the winner was 34.
34 was the number.
You know, the guy that killed his kid, too, he went back to the car during his break, wherever he was, school or work. He went back to work. He went to the car, then came back in, and then went back out again, and that's when he found the kid. The kid was out there the whole time.
Because the kid probably wasn't dead yet when he found him and looked at the first time.
You want ice cream? Yeah, fuck it.
But this drives me nuts. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's terrible. It's horrible.
You know, I understand this day and age, you have so much to do. And
pot, maybe stone high. I don't know.
I don't know.
The one thing I can't forget is my fucking kids. Believe me, I wish I could. Put them in a fucking trunk. That's the one thing keeps me going.
So we have the contest is underway, and we've already and Brent keeps track of all the deaths from a certain website that he goes to that calculates it.
You know, four years actually says, does that one count or is it an accident? Is it an accident?
In this country, they die in a car.
You know what? Hold on. You know what? I'm going to say we leave it to Brent.
I'm going to say we count it.
What do you think?
Say we count.
How about the three of us vote? You say yes.
I'm going to say count it.
You got to count it.
I'm going to say
it was a car death. What the motive was, whether it was being high, murder, stupidity, I'm gonna
what did
yes.
Brent say in the chat?
He didn't.
We're gonna have to go to the official ruling on this.
You know what? I respect his opinion on that. Should we count that as one of the deaths?
4 years says the creepiest part is when they left the husband and wife alone. They didn't know they were recording sound, and the wife said, "Did you say too much?" Fucking motherfuckers.
What are you gonna do, man?
Just well, now here's the thing. Another thing, besides for the news stories, that there's a bunch of people doing the hot car challenge.
They're putting their kids in there.
They're putting themselves, adults.
Oh, that's great.
In the back.
Absolutely. I'm all for that. And go through a car wash while you're doing it. The longest car wash.
Yeah. And close both doors and then start the motor.
Right. Into the lake.
Car wash to heaven.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, they should do more of that shit. Fuck
car
yeah.
Wash
film
to
it.
Heaven.
Put on Levy's channel when you do it. Something.
Brent, as I'm counting kids dying in cars due to hyperthermia. Hyperthermia, not hypothermia.
What's
hypothermia
the difference?
Is hyper is hot.
Hypothermia is
hypo
when they're fat.
Is cold.
Oh. Hypothermia.
Hypothermia is when you're freezing.
Right.
Hyperthermia is hot.
Okay, so this kid counts then because he was
yeah, that's what he's doing. Yeah.
Okay.
How many? Yeah, really. You don't hear too many kids freezing to death in the fucking car.
Now, evidently, because it's always a little warmer in the car.
They,
that's
yeah.
why.
They figure out how to open the door.
And they're usually bundled up anyway.
Yeah, they're usually bundled up. They got the little tootsies covered.
You know?
Yeah, why doesn't that happen? Why isn't anybody freezing these fucking kids in the car? You know? It's only the summertime.
Yeah, I think a kid could probably handle.
Doesn't matter how cold it is out there, it's never as cold in the car. You have that kind of insulated, you know.
You're out of the.
So it happens a lot. They just don't report. Like you're like, here I am after two days.
I think only in Anchorage.
In
I think car.
It yeah, it would be left overnight. I would yeah, think if they yeah. left them overnight.
And if you leave your kid overnight, I mean,
yeah,
you're
then
even
you've
more
abandoned
them.
And
yeah,
you're pretty even much, more, where did I put that goddamn kid?
You're more pathetic.
Those fucking mushrooms. Thought it was a dwarf.
Yeah, it's like the train spotting when they're doing heroin and wake up and a kid's dead.
Yeah.
Oops. Oof. But it's definitely there's. Do you want me to let me play one of these things real quick?
Which
and,
ones?
Because
I have the news story about a guy.
Not a news
something.
Story.
Okay.
You know what? Let's play your news story first, and then I want to check out one of these.
This is how big this is getting.
One of these heat challenge car.
Okay.
Challenge.
Yeah.
One's like 2 minutes.
Here, this is about 2 minutes. But check it out.
Happens every summer as the temperatures rise into the triple digits, somebody leaves a child unattended in a car where the temperatures can climb to deadly levels in just minutes. But there is something that may help forgetful parents and save some lives. Kristen Keough is live out in the hot weather to show us how this works. Kristen.
Carrie, the first day of summer is officially tomorrow, but it sure doesn't feel like spring out here at 106 in Phoenix. And inside a vehicle, it is much hotter. We parked our vehicle in the sun with no AC. Let's see how hot it is using our temperature gauge. It is about 133. Well, now it's jumping up to 138. It is very, very hot. These are deadly temperatures,
degrees.
And especially for children when you consider that a child's body heats up about five times faster than our adult bodies. But a Valley man believes his
not
device
as much stuffing.
Can start saving lives.
Notice it's almost always white kids, too.
Yes.
You're hearing this alarm because a baby, in this case a doll, was left in the back seat of this van. The Avizo Child in Car Alert set it off. The device can be connected and powered by a vehicle. Creator Scott McDonald explains.
Now here you see the unit. We've actually pulled it out here.
The car alarm works so well to start with.
It's, a lot of people like to just tuck it underneath the passenger seat, so it kind of hides out of the way. And here is
fuck the car alarm. Roll the windows
you
down.
Snick
how much
is
the kid a phone?
This one leads to the sensor underneath the upholstery.
Basically, it's the passenger seat behind the passenger seat, and they're hooking it up to the carriage under the passenger seat,
right.
And then it's hooked to the plug,
the
cigarette lighter.
Thing.
And what happens is when you open the door, and then you
just
as
like
soon
your
as you
key,
open
just
the
like
door,
your key buzz.
Yes, a thing comes on, and it's like beep beep beep, and then if you close the door. And then you don't take the kid out in a certain amount of time.
That's come on.
Then what
the
happens
car alarm
is
goes off.
It keeps doing that. So that should remind you.
Punch you in the face.
That basically that beep should remind you that your kid is there.
How about this? How about we make the driving test harder so these idiots don't get their fucking license in the first place?
Yeah.
How do you forget your kid?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
and then
you know
after
you know
9 minutes, your car alarm goes off.
After
and it does
9 minutes,
not
they
go,
should be ejected like James
After 9 minutes, the kid goes up for adoption. Like,
fucking eject him like Goose from Top Gun right out of the top of the fucking caravan.
Kid? Is it a kid? All right, maybe one and a couple of them are asleep, but you go in the house, doesn't somebody say, hey, where's the fucking kid?
A lot of times what it is they're in a rush, or it's the dad that doesn't take the kids to school.
He never wanted
them
in the first place. Right. Well, you're not even sure
a lot
if it's his.
Babysitter, you know, like, not babysitters, people that aren't usually the main person driving them around. That, you know, they show up to work and...
My brother-in-law's going to watch the kid today.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Uncle Kenny's coming over.
Right. Oh, no, he's at the bar still. Fuck, I think he's at the bar. I'll check. Oh, he's in the car.
Don't
thank
drive
God.
With Uncle
he's
Kenny.
He's napping.
Yeah. Here, Terry Williams Hot Car Challenge. And the tagline is, to raise awareness for the children who have suffered, who didn't have a choice or a voice. Jessica Cantrell on Facebook. To raise awareness. See, we're not the only dorks.
Now, does that go on, you know that car thing when you buy your car and it tells you the whole history of the car? Does it,
oh, the Carfax?
Carfax. That rat?
Kid died in the back seat. Ooh, yeah. I don't know, man. That must be take 100 off.
Yeah, well, it's like that died in house thing.
Died in house. I was just going to say that. Yeah, you can find out.
I got one of those.
What?
My wife, ex-wife died in the house I'm in.
Yeah, well, she keeps
every
fucking
time something goes wrong, I go, that fucking cunt. Seriously, don't think
and then he stops yelling at his kids, and he realizes that his wife is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, she keeps fucking with the thermostat.
Yeah, something.
Here, let me, you want to pop me on? This is,
yes.
It's, Terry Bartley's video of himself sitting in a hot car with the windows rolled up has gone viral. It's only 2 minutes.
You know what's funny? I have to do that in my car because I have no air conditioning. If I want to smoke a joint, I got to roll the windows up.
Oh.
So sweat's pouring off me.
Oh, it's not even sweat. It's just you can't even breathe.
I know. It's like it's hotboxed myself.
There's a couple of them here. I'm going to play one. And I'll play this one first. This one's got a lot of views.
And if you want to see the great picture, go to our website.
Left to die in a hot car. He's trying to raise awareness with a video showing exactly what happens. In
raise awareness.
Yeah, raise awareness. How about being funny and do a fucked up
that's
fucking
a funny
contest.
Word, awareness. Yeah. Yeah. Not even aware the kid's
it's
in the fucking
86
car.
To 90 degrees outside.
The black guy just wanted to get in the car so he could search it for shit.
It all started with one dad so outraged by another father's
actions. That's Delroy Lindo, isn't it? The actor?
Challenge to parents around the world.
I want to know how it feels to be left in the car. And
yeah, police cars are air conditioned, so he don't get the same feeling.
With the windows up.
His name is Terry Bartley, father of three from Greensboro, North Carolina.
And I was losing air. It was hot, stuffy. Like it was almost like I was sitting in a microwave.
Bartley was motivated to make the video after he saw news coverage of 22-month-old Cooper
Look
Harris's
at that
death
fucking
last
kid.
Month. The little boy left in a
what
car
a
for 9 hours
kid.
On a 90-degree day.
Nine
his father
hours.
Is now charged with felony
fucking
murder
oh, that's him.
And cruelty to a child
yeah,
in the
that
second
was that
degree.
Little, yeah.
Children being left in hot cars. 5-year-old boy found dead inside a car.
At least 17 children have died of heat stroke in hot
they're
cars.
They're all like white. No
alone.
Chinks. No, I'm betting they're all white.
Easy.
I'm just saying that. Everyone else knows where the kids are.
I can't believe it, Dad. There was a lot of people out there that.
Well, those kids know enough math to get the windows rolled
down. He's posting his video at the end of last month. It's
they know
been
the karate
viewed more
chop
than
it.
A million times, inspiring others to take the challenge.
We even got the dog in the car. Look how bad she's panting.
Oh, great.
Please don't let your children and animals stay in the car for any reason.
But your grandmother,
parents
keep her in
country
there.
Parents across the country joining forces, saying enough is enough.
It only takes about 10 to 20 minutes for a car to heat up to deadly temperatures. The man who initiated this hot car challenge says he could only endure the heat for about 12 minutes. And as he mentions in the video, biologically,
he would have
children
never made it on the
Amistad,
I'll tell you that much.
Are not able to withstand the heat as well as adults, of course.
Jesus Christ.
12 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Try 6 months.
Right.
All right, kids, listen. I'm going to put on this song by Iron Butterfly, Inagata DeVita. I'll be back
Daddy
by the time the song's over, okay?
Daddy's
during the drum solo, you might start passing out.
Daddy's going to run in and get a happy meal for you kids. Don't talk to any strangers.
Take care, Pete.
Bye, Pete. Thanks for stopping in, buddy.
Lady Trucker, Colorado's a kid sickle. Growing up in Alaska, I can tell you from experience that you can survive overnight in a zero. This is 4 years. Zero temperatures. The car does insulate some heat. If you have a warm jacket, you can survive. Yeah. I did like 6 hours when I was a teenager.
I got evicted.
Cringe Pete, fuck. Gotta go. Love you guys. Great show.
Thanks Pete.
Dave Ingram, Kenny would like a kid to get hot five times faster.
Can we microwave these kids? Is there any way we can microwave them? Can we speed this up?
Brent, does everyone nowadays ignore car alarms like I do because they're fucking annoying?
But you know what though? This is different. Those car alarms will go off for like 2 minutes and then stop. if a car alarm keeps going, you're going to go over there to be like, what in the fuck, man? This is annoying. And if you see the kid in there,
Lady
it's
Trucker, I used to have a thermometer in the truck. The highest temp was 147.
Wow.
You can make a roast.
What was she doing? A science experiment?
Yeah, I guess she was just out. She drives all over the
country. She drives all over the fucking country.
Brent, the kids who die in a car are whites and Asians.
Asians,
I haven't
too?
Figured out. White people have a lot on their mind and forget the kids in the back, and Asians use the car as a babysitter at casinos.
And they have no peripheral vision. Is there any studies done on which lasts longer, the kid, the white
Asian
or the
white kid? Yeah,
but the poor kid is sizzling up while his parents are playing pie gal poker.
I winning his all good because we lose his college fund anyway.
Well, you know what
they... you're breaking my bar here, huh? You're breaking my bar.
They probably leave them in the car as training, so when they're in a laundromat later on, when they're, right, when they're slave labor or in a sweatshop.
We got to train them to roll down the window a little bit and deal with the black customers. Put money on the window. I put a cigarette. You put money.
There's a lot of shrimp in there. There's a lot of shrimp.
If you touch, you pay.
You want shrimps. I want shrimps. They ain't no shrimps.
Scrimps.
Shrimps.
Oh man, but yeah, it's just and you know what? I'm proud to say that we've been talking about this for years. Yeah.
I remember,
and
man,
this year, just like everything else, there becomes a hot button, so to speak, that they all get into. And this now it's this thing. You know, during the year it's bullying. Now it's the kids and the
right. Good point. Yeah, it's like a bullying.
It's
or
a hot button issue
or school shooting or something like that.
What will be the next
school
one?
Violence?
What more? Well, how else can we destroy these kids? What else can we do to them?
Drano eaters, right, or something, or deadly chemicals or something.
Something. Put them in a dryer.
There was that video that guy that did that.
Sure, they did. I did it to him.
What'd he do? What was that? What'd he do?
I stuck somebody in the dryer once, kidding around, my girlfriend's little sister, you know, just messing around and turned it on. Well, I didn't turn it on. I went, she's looking for her sister. And I go, she's not here. And she goes, she was just here. And I go, she's not here. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm doing my laundry. So I fucking pushed the dryer on.
What's she, a Peoria kid? How do you fit in a dryer?
She was a little kid. And she started going around it. And I went to open it, and a fucking knob popped off it.
No way.
Yeah.
She was fucking screaming. I had to grab her and pull her out. Of course, you know, now I'm not getting laid. And they're fucking, the kid's father's hunting me.
That's what you're thinking about.
There was one of the guy was he was screwing around. But what he didn't realize is that when you put the kid in the whatchamacallit, it's in the urban area, so it locks. So you can't get your clothes out because they don't want people digging in your stuff. So he throws a kid in, closes the door, and the thing starts going. So then the Chinese guy, the owner, has to run to the circuit box and pull the lever so all the machines
shut
down.
The whole town went down.
I'll
tell you what, that's terrible. This car boxing thing, Jewish people are laughing at you going, you want to really heat up? You got nothing. That's an easy bake oven.
Roy Black on crack. I think the Asians die first. Japanese cars are smaller.
That's funny. Good one.
That is very good. Do you want to, we'll sum it up by saying the contest is alive and well. And I'm sure, you know what, next week we'll get numbers from Brent.
Yeah, so and we have our contestants already.
They all have to put their things in by June 1st.
If you just want to play at home, you can come up
with a number. This could go worldwide, the play at home version.
Yeah. Email us.
Did you bring home the newspaper? Yeah, of course I did.
You know what? You may have missed a deadline to put it in for the prizes, but why don't you just, for fun, Send us an email.
You win an, you win an almost new car seat if you win. Sippy cup only dropped once. That's terrible.
It's got hot cider in it.
Oh, no. Naked and Afraid, the new series. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
You ever watch that? It's like, how are they not fucking? I have a stick. I'd be hitting her over the head, fucking it all.
I was watching it actually last night, Naked and Afraid. It's two naked people going to the
Beverly,
woods.
Of course, Beverly
live
watches
for 21
that.
Days.
That's Joe's life.
The guy, of course, the guy says, you know, I'm married.
I'm naked and she's afraid.
Naked and afraid the lights will go on.
So he says,
she's the one worried about the lights going on. I'm not paying the electric bill, so they stay off.
My kid walked in on me naked cooking his breakfast the other day. I went, oops, and he just walked by.
Yeah, I got an apron with a foreskin stain on it, you know?
I was like, oh, oops. He doesn't question. He's feeling
great. So I was watching it last night, and this woman was, she's a model. She used to be in the Marines.
Oh, she was hot. What a
hot
bitch, though.
What a cunt.
No, a model?
Oh, my God.
A model is a bitch?
What a cunt.
I can't believe it.
But they're freezing at night, so she keeps like spooning him, like snuggling in, and he was like, "Oh, well, I gotta get this fire going."
She's trying to. She's like, "Jesus Christ!"
I gotta get this fire going. And the next day, she's like, "Well, he doesn't want to share body heat." "She's like, that's fucking crazy. It's freezing." I'm like, "I would just dip it right in
this
there."
This guy couldn't get laid with her, the fucking dream came true. What if I was on a desert island with you?
You are on a desert island.
That's the only.
What if I was the only guy within 50 miles? No, you are.
What if we were both naked and you were freezing and I was
you got to fucking quick though, because it was like being at Bonnaroo. By the time me and my wife were in the thing alone and Keith was gone, she bent. There was like a dinkleberry shoved in her fucking cunt and this shit. And I went, fuck this. I'm good. You got to get him right away.
Coochie's all class. You got to get him right away.
He's a romantic.
Yeah, exactly.
There's been fucking beetles eating her snatch. She's got like flies in her.
Which one, Ringo or Paul?
With the naked afraid, they're fucking bug bites all over them.
Yeah.
You haven't slept in days. You haven't eaten a week. If I go down and I'm biting them lips off, you know.
Well,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Well. The thing was, is that the one girl, one woman, she got her period there.
There you go. That
and
helps.
Then it was just a fly attack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honey, you go stand over there. I got fly paper now with me.
Yeah. You know, so
hopefully
a
jackal will come
thing.
Along and I can club it. Now you got bait.
Here's what I'm saying. If a girl is starving, if you're there 3 weeks,
suck my dick.
My body
spit
will
spit
produce...
half back in my mouth.
Snowball me once
right,
in a while.
F one.
Yeah, we'll split
we'll
it.
Split it right.
It'll be like a shrimp cocktail. It'll
whatever.
Be enough protein to get
absolutely.
Us through. Because our bodies will produce sperm no matter what.
Before I eat those bugs that they're eating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Before I eat a fucking lizard's head, I'll jerk myself off in
I
my
would
own
pay
mouth.
$100 to see your penis.
And the women usually wake out better on this than the men, because they've broken the men on this show. The men are fighting the elements and cuntness, you know, so they've been broke. This guy's like a Marine, a recon guy. This is like a school teacher. She's broken the guy now. He's laying in the fetal position. I can't go on. I can't go on. And she's like, I have to go now by myself.
See that? That's her right there. That's her there.
Well, yeah, she looks like a
remember
peach.
She took off without him. She's like, I'm
done.
Yeah,
she left him.
I actually have her... while she was on the, it was actually a thing of him, because he got sick of her.
Yeah. Get your hand off my penis!
First, I'd hit the fucking cameraman over the head with a rock, tell him he fell. I'd tie her up and fucking stick pine needles in her cunt.
She literally is nudging him. You know what I mean? Like, nudge, like
burrowing.
Ass. Yeah, yeah. Balls to butt. Right there, nudging. I'm getting in on that. You know what I mean?
Me too, absolutely.
But you tell your wife it was survival.
Or a hyena is going to lick my balls. You know what I mean?
Hey, you want me to come home?
My wife would understand. That's why she's my wife. Is the girl Italian? Yes, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. I would totally, I would tell her, hey, I got food. I got food.
I'm jerking off either way, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to turn that camera off.
The way you got those sea snails right. Really turned me on, honey.
You see her, though, by the end? Her hair's all fucked up. She looks like, you know, she crawled out of a fucking cave with
She looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the fucking Predator. Right. When he covers
the flies aren't even landing on her anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But the guy was like all nice and everything in the beginning. Now he's like doubting himself. I can't go on. She's taken off and took the stick with her.
But she was relentless. You're like, would you just shut up?
Right.
You're both hungry. You're both cold. You're both fucking starving.
You need a woman there to remind you, though, on how you're fucking up and you're not the man they think you are. You don't even know me, bitch. Yeah. You're not even a man.
Yeah.
The only thing that could be worse, is she sang it in an accent.
I don't know why I try to play fucking clips with
there was the one guy. He was from.
What in the fuck? Why do I even try? I'm like, look.
Who do you think you are? What kind of a man are you?
It would have been really funny about 30 seconds ago.
There was the one guy from Texas, and he's like, well, where we come from, the man provides and takes care of the woman. And then the woman comes out with like a bunch of fucking fish and stuff. Yeah.
And she just says,
what's your name, scumbag?
She digs in a hole and grabs out a giant crab.
I couldn't believe she did that.
Yeah.
I once did that on my crotch, but that's
why. Yeah, a land crab.
Yeah, I couldn't believe she did that. She stuck her hand in there and
dug a crab out. So he was like, oh, crab, big deal. I would have been like, whoa, I'm getting
You get a fucking catfish with your fucking fist. A fucking crab, man.
Because he was supposed he had survival skill. You know, like, priest.
I know what you're saying. One of the survivalist
guys. Yeah. And he wasn't doing anything, so she was getting all the food, and she's like, she's like, what the fuck?
Remember when the fire went out? He couldn't get a fire started. Finally, took him like 3 days to get a fire started. That's supposed to be a specialty. 3 days to get a fire. Now you got to get something to cook. So the chick goes out. He has one job, to watch the fire. She comes back. The fucking fire's out.
Fire's gone.
She's got food, fish, clams.
He couldn't keep the fire going?
No. She humiliated
She walks up like the Golden Corral.
Right.
Fucking buffet.
He goes, I don't want any. The fuck you don't want any? Let her eat it and then eat her.
Yeah. You're in survival mode. You have to. Who gives a shit? Hey, if she's going to go stick her hand in a fucking crab hole and pull out a crab, good. I'm not doing it. It's too scary for me.
That's
a terrible idea. They had chicks that finished it out without the guy. The guy gets taken away.
Really?
There was one that finished and there was one that couldn't finish.
One chick was like, I'm better off without this fucking guy.
The other one, the guy drank water. Wasn't purified yet. Yeah. And he got the squirt.
She knew better.
Oh, wow.
She was like, And he thought, no, he was another survivalist guy. Jesus.
Yeah, you're in the Amazon fucking jungle. Do not drink the water.
He's laying on the ground. He can't move for 3 days, and she's building a shelter, getting the food, making the fire and everything.
Oh, my God. All right.
4 years, she could stick her snatch in the water and use it as bait.
Hey, you guys want to hear a...
Lady Trucker just handed her poison ivy leaves to wipe with.
Yeah. Ugh. Little poison oak for the front and ivy for the back. Carucci, you probably watch Sesame Street with your kids, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a song that I saw the other day. I got it right here if you want to. You remember how Cookie Monster, they went from him eating cookies to vegetables?
Yeah,
I heard. Politically correctness thing, right?
Jesus. My kids were older, but I heard about that.
Right, I've heard about that, too. This
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, this it's a Cookie Monster song about eating cookies.
Good, and now who's suing who?
But
now remember, hold on, before you finish.
Go ahead, I'm just letting the commercial go through. Oh, no, this
plate of cookies. As soon as that fucking plate of cookies came out,
it was just
fucking gobbled them up.
Just gobbled them up, that was it.
Flying everywhere.
And it was funny, because when he would eat the cookies, because he didn't have a hole in his throat because he was a puppet, crumbs would just go flying around like a sprinkler.
Yeah.
But there's another song out. And it's, you know what? I won't even tell you the name of it, but it's about eating cookies.
Lady Trucker, would taint juice make a good bug repellent? Jesus
Christ. It's a cock repellent, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Remember, rah, 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 cookies.
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
You could use that clip for a lot of things.
I think we could. Here we go.
Hey, lady, do you want to survive? And no, here. Hi, listen, we're on this island. It's been 17 days, and I'm starving. Can I suck your dick for protein?
Oh, nom nom nom.
All right, here we go. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I get it to. Go ahead. I think I got it.
Hi, hon. I've never done this before, but we're just hanging out. It's a Saturday night. We've had some wine. Can I eat your asshole?
Nom, 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 nom.
I fucked it up.
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
You know what you got to do? You got to order Chinese food. And when they ask you, is that it? Is that when you order it over the phone? Give me this, give me that. Is that it? And you play that thing.
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
We're keeping that clip. We're keeping that sound.
I
gotta
record that after the show. Remind me. Yes. After the show, I will record that. That is fantastic, man. Oh, that's great. Yeah, so four wonton, four egg drop soup, one Sprint Roll, and four Diet Cokes. $14, 10 minutes.
I think my cousin just called.
Alright, let's play the song. It's, remember, it's all about eating cookies. So you figure it's not politically correct and they're not going over the top with the politeness and stuff. Here we go. Alright, the song's called Me Want It, Cookie. Little modern stuff, right?
Yeah.
Little bobbity boo.
Me get this feeling when me see a cookie on the plate. Me want to grab it, want to eat it, oh me no can wait. But now me know that self-control is something me must learn. Me want to grab it, want to eat it, but me wait. Me want
the whole point of Cookie Monster. Pause it for a second.
But me wait.
The whole point of Cookie Monster was he didn't have any self-control when it came to cookies.
Exactly.
Wasn't this the same song that Elmo sung about a little boy? Is that?
Oh, nom nom nom.
Me can't wait.
Nom nom nom.
I know he a eight. Perfect weight.
He only seven, gotta be eight.
All right, here, check it out.
He did, but me wait. Me wanted. But me wait. Oh, this not easy. Me get the feeling when
Katy Perry.
I'm jippy on
a
dish.
Is this a Katy Perry song?
I love it. Maybe not Katy Perry.
Me want to grab it, want to eat it. But me wait.
I don't care. I love it, I don't care.
Oh, we really say thing?
I love it.
Boy, when me lose.
When me lose control.
On the brink, need to just calm down. Me need to stop and think.
Really?
Me need control. Me stop.
It's like Kenny with Jack Daniels.
The way to live and then be functioning like an executive.
Me functioning like an executive.
Cookie Monster can't talk this well.
No. No. He's a fucking... He's a blue monster that just eats cookies.
Yeah, they're overthinking.
He's obviously diabetic. And he's on sugar. He's got his sugar high.
And I heard he shoplifts. He doesn't pay for those cookies. Not every one of them.
Me want to grab it, want to eat it, but me wait.
Dave Ingram sounds like Rammstein.
Oh my God. Dude, just get Rammstein over there real quick. Let's play it.
You know what happens? These kids get these songs in their head and you gotta play them all day for when you're a parent.
Yeah. Like, in other words, the parents here, they can't teach their kid, hey, you know what? You can have a cookie, you know, but after dinner. No, they gotta have Cookie Monster tell them.
Me can self-regulate. Me wait. Me want it. But me wait. Me want it.
This is also the song for
coming. Okay, ready? You can pop me on.
Go ahead.
All right. But me wait. Me want it. But me wait.
We want to take the acid. But me wait.
You hast.
Keep it going, ready?
Oh. You hast.
Oh. Nom, 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 nom.
Ready? This is fantastic, dude. This is fucking great.
You guys could DJ kids' parties.
Yeah, yeah. Young children with blonde hair and blue eyes.
And then we can take a poll. Anybody leave their kid in the car for longer than 30 minutes at this party?
Holy Christ, man. Wow. That is friggin' great, man. Rammstein with...
The real song is that's Iconopop.
Who sings? Katy Perry?
No. It's Iconopop is the thing.
Oh.
I went and crashed my fan into the door.
Is somebody suing them for that song or something?
What happened?
Are there like fat kids suing because of that song or something?
I don't know.
You know, because anything that makes people happy, some fat slob will go, now my kid's insulted when he eats cookies.
Yeah, the whole thing is he doesn't have impulses.
I try not to have cookies at my house. I got kids, man. I get up to piss in the middle of the night. There's cookies. I'm eating them. I fall back asleep. I wake up. I drool chocolate on all the fucking pillows. it's fucking horrible.
Every time you in a kitchen, I'm in a kitchen, you in a kitchen. That's where all we were. When I was a kid, it would just be me, my brothers, and my sister, son of a bitch, excuse me, in the kitchen looking for food.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. And so we just hung out in the kitchen.
We had a lot of French bread pizzas. I remember those.
Yeah, things. Absolutely. Yeah. We used to make English muffin pizzas.
Yeah, we do that. We
English muffins, little
pizza.
Sauce, cheese, boom, you got pizza.
Yeah. Oh, Brent posted the numbers today for the backseat barbecue,
yeah.
Just so you know. The total was 9.
Oh, Lord.
5 boys and 4 girls. That's from June, actually, 5th.
From June 5th.
You want to say June 1st? June 1st. It's not even been 2 months, and it's 9 kids already.
Well, I just
And we haven't gotten to the dead of, no pun intended, the dead of summer yet.
And my kid's upset he goes to summer school.
hold on a second. I may have to talk
9
to my friend.
Because they
kids.
Said 17. On
yeah.
The, but they said 17 this year.
This year.
From January.
Hey, that's what
Do they have a breakdown of the 9 kids? How many are white? How many are Asian?
He just says girls and boys.
We just went girls and boys.
Oh, well, no, he said Asian and white. He said mostly Asian. We got
mostly Asian
out.
And white, huh?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Because of the casino.
How does black kids... It don't happen to black... Black kids know better. They know they're getting left behind. They're like breeding into them.
Yeah.
No.
They're always looking for their dad.
Right. They know to run when the cops come, who you run with.
How about this one? They teach them how to break in and out of cars at an early age.
That's the Puerto Ricans.
Oh,
see that?
Look at you.
See what I did? Hashtag Anthony Pumia.
The cars keep getting repoed. The cars get repoed with the kids in them.
Fucking hashtag Anthony Cumia.
What a dick. That's hilarious.
I will tell you guys, if you're not doing anything tonight, I would listen to our show.
I'm listening to the show.
Dude.
While I eat my dinner.
Dude, what a great show we're going to have tonight.
Tonight
I'm predicting it.
Yeah.
I'm predicting how funny it's going to be. And it's not because we already did it.
What is it, 9 to 12?
Yeah, not that I'm
saying. Oh, you're headed from here to go to?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there, and by 9 o'clock I'll be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What
yeah.
The fuck?
Meanwhile, I'm
predicting how hilarious this show is going to be.
I'm doing this and winking, and I'm on camera. Like an idiot.
I like how he says, this show's not going to be funny. This show sucks.
No, this this one, we did definitely had a great show. Who's going to say that they did a radio show where they had Cookie Monster and Rammstein working together as one?
That's Dave Ingram.
Yeah, that's Dave Ingram.
He spurred that on.
That happens at a festival, you jump into fire.
play that Cookie Monster beginning again.
Okay.
Can you find it?
Yes, I find it. I think I can find it.
That is just Mr. Dahmer. Mr. Dahmer, I'd like to introduce your cellmate. Here's a 21-year-old Filipino boy.
Sir, you were speeding. Could you give me a license, registration, and insurance?
Dave Ingram said... Dave Ingram said no, it sucked.
It's funny, man.
How about this? Excuse me, Miss O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell, do you want to interview L. McPherson?
Now, what is she going back to the View, that lady?
Which one?
Rosie, isn't she going back to the View?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. They're losing.
Let's ask her. I think that's a yes. I think Rosie's coming back.
That's awesome.
All right. Wow. What a great dude. Carucci, you're the man, dude.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I fucking...
You pop in anytime you want, man.
Busy week. Tomorrow night and the next night, Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
There you go. All right.
And Wednesday. Thursday, I'm doing this guy, Greg Carlucci. Do you guys know Greg Carlucci? Has a radio show.
What's the name of the show? Oh, the Greg. Is it the Greg and Joe show? Or no, Greg and...
No, it's just Greg, the Greg Carlucci show.
Oh, no.
I
no,
think
no.
I'm Facebook friends with him. Sounds the name
I'm going to go on there Thursday, and then I off to Hartford, Connecticut, Friday and Saturday for City Steam. Friday
there you go.
With Mark Riccadonna's headlining.
I love Mark, man. You
That's
don't know
a busy
Mark,
couple
do you?
Days. No.
You don't know
no,
Mark.
No.
Mark's a great yeah, dude. You got to meet him, dude. Mark's great. Great dude.
Him and Jameson, we did the same show together. Somebody was going, what is it, Elvis night? Because they both have the fucking...
The mutton chops?
Yeah. But they look good. They look, you know, like Wolverine. I look like a fucking lunatic.
You'd look like a flying
I look
Elvis.
Like Buster Brown on crack. Sold the dog.
Carucci, and your Facebook or your Twitter? How about your Twitter? Let everybody know. You got to follow Carucci. He's hilarious on Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Rich Carucci, richcarucci.com for my site. And friend request me. Come to a show, man, and hate me on your own. I like to think I could bring Palestinians and Jews together with the cause that they could hate me instead of each other. Or,
right, right.
I'm guessing.
And no Iron Dome.
I don't think so.
No Iron Dome, it'll be in a VFW.
Yeah, it'll probably be some shithole. It's not going to be a club. Let's not get crazy. I'm just, these are shows at the club before the shows.
Jojo, how do they find you online the next show?
Just go to RevBobLevy.com and have all the links. And the show starts around 9 o'clock.
Dude, well, I might be in your neighbor's about backyard. Five
after, you actually got a few minutes. The show doesn't start until like 5 after 9.
Yeah, Dave
I
Ingram.
I know this. I can predict the future.
Cool show, fellas. Thank you.
Dave then, Ingram, man. Love you,
yeah,
brother.
Sorry, I meant cool show if there was fellatio.
Aww.
Nom, 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 nom. You can use that for so
dude,
many.
Dude, I gotta record
things.
This right when it's done. That's fucking great. Everybody,
thanks, Lady Trucker.
Like our Facebook page. Thank you, Lady Trucker. I like her, man. She's all right. Like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Our Twitter accounts. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. The show is at CNK Show. And White Ass Brent, his is at White Ass Brent. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. On the podcast, both of them, that and shorts, and I got to get another shorts out one day soon. Go to iTunes, do whatever you got to do. We're on the TuneIn app. Get my DVD. I actually have a DVD I put out 3 years ago. It's an hour of my stand-up. It's called Happiness. It's a great coaster. It can also hold the door open, whatever you need to do. Thank you in the chat, everybody. And some shows, Metal Breakfast Radio. We love those guys. Unlearn.tv. That is... my pal Rich Woods.
Tomorrow night.
You can check him out at 7 o'clock. And Joe Fernandez, he hasn't had to put out a show in a while, but yeah.
He's going through some stuff.
Yeah, but he'll be doing more shows, the I Don't Know Joe show. And a friend of mine, Benny Michaels, has a very good podcast called Pod Cheese. And so if you want to check out the show that I'm on next, I have to get down to Bob Levy's house as soon as possible by 6 minutes after
Spirit
9.
Spirit of St. Louis.
The Spirit of St. Louis.
Piloted by Muhammad exactly. Atta.
Yeah, Pan Am Flight 103 is in the back, ready to go.
Let's roll.
We'll be going over Lockerbie soon.
Crocodile's flying it.
Yeah. Al Gator.
All
Al
right. Gator. Perfect, Al Gator. Man. All right, everybody. That's the show. It's called Al Ears Gator. Wide Open. It's called Ears
oh,
Wide
that
Open.
Was brilliant.
With with Bob Levy, Stacey Prussman, and me. So check that out. And
we'll try to get the impromptu Wednesday show up. Thursday show.
Yes. Sure.
We'll hopefully. Get that up and yeah. then this one up too.
Yep. And you can check
so
them out.
So you got some material for the gym or work or whatever.
All right. See you guys later. We'll thanks for listening.
Later
we'll
on.
See you next week. I forgot. Take care, everybody.
See you next week.